With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports the president endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democrats' nominee.
Joe Biden's endorsement of Harris clears the way for her, but it's no guarantee of a smooth transition. The Democratic National Convention is just 4 weeks away, and it remains to be seen whether other candidates would challenge Harris for the nomination or how the party may need to adjust its rules for the nominating convention in Chicago. The president's announcement not only shakes up the process for his party, but also forces the Trump campaign to change its strategy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will be in the hot seat this week. She's been called to testify on the security breaches which led to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump last week. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on The Hill with Tony Perkins, Tennessee Congressman Mark Green says Cheadle's explanations are totally unacceptable.
Well, I was very disappointed to hear some of the things that she told us. I've been very disappointed in the leadership of the Secret Service. I've already called for her resignation. She needs to leave. The fact that that building wasn't covered, these guys were supposed to have three perimeters and all three of them failed, it's really unconscionable.
Congressman Green is chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, which will grill Cheadle under oath during a hearing this week. Authorities say that massive fire at First Baptist Dallas has virtually destroyed the iconic church sanctuary. That Texas historic landmark was built in 1890. Authorities say they're very fortunate because earlier in the day, some 2,000 youngsters had been there for Bible school. This is SRN News. Christians do not want AI in their churches.
A new poll from the Barna Group reveals that strong majorities of believers think that artificial intelligence is inferior to human beings when it comes to important aspects of religious life. 86% don't want AI performing spiritual counseling. About two-thirds of respondents also think their pastor should avoid AI when developing and writing his sermons. Christians are more open to AI helping with things like financial planning. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Attorney General and the New York Civil Liberties Union filing suit against a county on Long Island over its latest attempt to ban males from playing on women's sports teams at county facilities. Separate lawsuits filed last week, the same day on Monday that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, a Republican, signed that policy into law. This is SRN News. Well, if you love rattlesnakes, then this story is just for you.
A mega den of rattlesnakes at a remote location in northern Colorado is now available for live round-the-clock viewing online. California Polytechnic State University scientists recently put up a webcam at what they say is one of the biggest rattlesnake dens they've ever seen. The goal is twofold: to reveal how rattlesnakes behave when people aren't nearby, and to bring in the public to spot details about the snakes and surrounding environment that might otherwise be overlooked. The den is home to as many as 2,000 rattlesnakes at a time. John Scott reporting.
Now, recapping our top story of the day, of the year, maybe of the century, Biden will not run for re-election. He does say he will stay in office, but Republicans say if he can't run, he shouldn't be in the office in the first place. More details at SRNnews.com.